This week, both our church and our country pay respect to two of the great men of the 20th century. Our church honored and remembered St. John Paul II on the anniversary of his death earlier this week, and the wondrous work that he did in promoting the gospel of the Lord. And our country remembered also the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on the anniversary of his assassination. And there were many shows and many articles in newspapers and magazines and the internet that talked about the great work and the great treasure that he left to us as a country. And I bring up those two men tonight because in many ways they carry forth what Jesus invites us to do tonight in the gospel, and certainly what St. John talks about in his first letter in our second reading tonight. Because Jesus comes to the disciples and says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And what sins you forgive are forgiven, what sins you retain are retained." And if we remember the gospel, what are the very first thing that Jesus does in the Gospel of Mark? He goes out and proclaims the good news. Repent and believe. The kingdom of God is at hand. And that is what he is inviting us to do with the disciples tonight, to go forth, to be sent. And what does that look like? And as I said, it looks like the life of John Paul II. It looks like the life of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., being apostles of peace, being men of blessing, being seekers of the unity of God's love. And we recognize that in how they chose to live their lives. Because in the second reading tonight, St. John reminds us that if we follow Christ, we will conquer the world. But not with guns, not with power, not with violence, but rather with love, with mercy, with compassion, with the grace that God shares with us. And earlier this week, I was watching once more a wonderful little documentary called 9 Days That Changed the World. It was the story of St. John Paul II after he'd been elected Pope, his first visit back to his homeland in Poland. And for the younger members of the crowd, Poland at that time was under the atheistic communist rule and continually pushed back against the church, trying to destroy it in Poland and in many parts of Eastern Europe, Russia, and of course, other parts of the world. But St. John Paul II, as bishop in Poland, continued to, with love and with mercy and with kindness, push back, but also with truth and strength, not lessening the gospel message, but rather proclaiming it to its fullness in seeking to change the hearts of those filled with hatred, those filled with anger, those filled with resentment. And we know what that looks like because that's how he lived his life. And in that great act of going into the prison cell of the man who sought to kill him, to forgive, to repent, to show mercy, to show love. And the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. also practiced that, conquering the world with his belief in Jesus Christ. Because many of us, if you're around my age, I always heard him referred to as the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. What do they call him now? Doctor. And oftentimes downplay his faith, downplay where he discovered that nonviolent response to the hatred, the prejudice, the racism that he confronted with mercy, with love, with gentleness, with the kindness of God, with the love of God. But that was the foundation on which he stood as he stood in front of those and sought to convert those who hated him simply because of the color of his skin. And yet he chose to conquer the world with love, with mercy. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. As the Father has sent me to walk, to heal, to bless, to be that agent of mercy, so I send you. As the Father has sent me to carry the sins of the world on my shoulders, so I send you not to carry the sins of the world, but to release those sins. As the Father has sent me, so I send you to be that agent, that person of mercy and grace that unites others around the common truth that love is stronger than hate, that compassion is greater than injury, and that mercy is greater than any sin. Because I send you to loose the sins of the earth so that all might live in the grace and the power of God. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. That is our mission. That is what God wants of us. Peace be with you as I send you forth. Peace be with you as I ask you to gather and celebrate. Peace be with you as you face the persecutions, the hurts, the slanders that the world will offer you. Have no doubt about that. If you don't believe me, read the Gospels. Jesus says it. They're going to persecute you. The last Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are persecuted for my name. Blessed are we. And so today we remind ourselves of that on this Divine Mercy Sunday, that we are called to be as St. John Paul II, as the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., to be people of grace and mercy, because God sends us forth. God sends us forth, but we must be united in that love. We must, as St. John says in the second reading today, proclaim who Jesus is. As St. Thomas says in our gospel, to proclaim who Jesus is. Because blessed are those who have seen me, but even greater blessings for those who have not. But I would remind you, where did St. John Paul II see Jesus? Where did the Reverend Martin Luther King see Jesus? He saw them in the face of their persecutors. He saw him in the face of his assassin, where he went to embrace, to love, and to forgive. And that is what we are called to do. To embrace, to love, to forgive, to be that blessing that God calls us to be. And we do that in our families, we do that in our friendships, we do that with each person that we are called to meet. And that's why we come here to this Eucharistic table, to remind ourselves of that great gift. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And if you don't recognize those words, and you will hear them, go forth to proclaim the gospel of the Lord. And you will respond to that, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that we are given that mission, that grace, that hope. Thanks be to God that he has entrusted that to us. Thanks be to God that we believe. We believe and share the good news. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.